What would it look like to go through your day intentionally looking for experiences that you're grateful for? Looking for the sweet little moments that might have gone unnoticed had you not been on the lookout for them? Well, I can tell you from experience, friends, that having a gratitude practice has allowed me to appreciate and celebrate moments big and small in my own life, and it's honestly changed the way I go about my day. More on that in a minute, because I'm also thrilled this week to share with you that we have our very first guest on the show, my husband Dennis. Together, we talk all things gratitude, in particular, how we started a couple's gratitude practice over a year ago, the nuts and bolts of how we complete it each and every day, and what our biggest takeaways have been so far. True to form, I tear up at one point, but that's not surprising because I usually well up with happy tears at least once a week during this practice. What can I say? Having kids has turned me into a happy tear machine. Am I the only one? All right, friends, are you ready? Let's go. Thank you to everyone who's taken the time to rate the podcast. I'd love to feature your reviews in a future episode. So if you're finding that the show adds quality to your day, I'd be super appreciative if you take a minute to rate and review the show right now. And as an extra special thank you, if your review is read out loud on the show, your next cup of coffee is on me. Hey friends, so just a quick note about this episode segment that you're about to listen to where my husband and I discuss our couple's gratitude practice. Full disclosure, we are new at podcasting, and in our excitement to have our first conversation recorded for you, I neglected to double check which microphone the program was using to record. And so instead of using our fancy microphone, which we balanced like cool kids do on top of a diaper box, we accidentally recorded the episode through my laptop microphone. I think the quality is still totally fine and you'll get a lot out of this conversation, but if it just sounds a little bit different than our regular episode, I just wanted to let you know why. All right, friends, enough for me. Let's get back to the show. Really excited today to share with you that my husband and best friend, Dennis, is here to join us. Hey, babe.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here. I'm a little awestruck.
Yeah, we're in our super sexy podcast setup in our basement. Our mic is literally propped on top of a diaper box.
Hey, I feel like you're a celebrity now. You know, surroundings aside, you have your own podcast, so I'm honored to be a part of it.
Aw, thanks, babe. I appreciate that. And on that note, actually, this episode is all about gratitude. And I'm really excited to share with everybody our own little couple's gratitude practice. First, we'll rewind a little bit and just tell you a little history of our relationship. So Dennis and I have been together since we were 18.
Babies.
Yeah. We'll put some photos in the show notes over at misskatehouse.com/podcast because it's hysterical to see our 18-year-old selves now our 31-year-old selves. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. We had some interesting haircuts.
Yep. Raise my hand.
Yeah, you and me both. And Dennis was my upstairs neighbor in our freshman year dorm, and we also played on the ultimate frisbee team together. That's so college.
Yeah.
Wow. Met playing ultimate frisbee. But I was immediately attracted to Dennis because we were doing a warm-up lap before our frisbee practice one day, and I saw this guy off in the distance, and I was like, wow, he has really good running form.
If only I knew it would be that easy.
Right. It'd be like another 8 months before we started dating.
How to find a girlfriend. Just run.
just have good form. And we developed a friendship, and then eventually we ended up dating at the end of our freshman year, and we've been together ever since. Which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. One thing I appreciate about that is we've gotten to go through a lot of different seasons of life together. And I think this gratitude practice was actually born of a new season of life, mainly that we are parents of two toddlers now.
Now parents of two toddlers during a pandemic.
Yeah, you know, because that's super easy.
All the more important to focus on what you're grateful for.
Absolutely. I'm actually really grateful that we, a little meta, I'm grateful that we have our gratitude practice and that we'd already had it in place for almost a year before the pandemic hit because it was part of our regular routine. And so it wasn't something we had to implement that was new in a time that was already new and different.
Right.
So I guess the next thing that we should share with everybody is how we started it and what it is. So we started about a year ago, I would say, with our gratitude practice. And when we first started, it was just us telling one another at night before bed something we were grateful for from that day. And about a year ago, just for context, we had a 1-month-old and a 19-month-old. And the days were long, but the years are short, and we wanted to really appreciate the little things of every day.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it started that way, and then it morphed into talking about something that we were grateful to each other for in addition to in general. And I liked that change because I felt like most of the time when we were just saying one thing we were grateful for, it might be the same thing or similar, and you would beat me to it. I was never quick enough on the draw, and I was like, oh, that's what I was going to be grateful for. And now with the two-part grateful practice with what we're grateful for each other for and then grateful in general, I find that oftentimes we're still grateful for some of the same things, mm-hmm. but now on the other side of it. So we could be grateful for kind of the same thing, but I was grateful for the opportunity to do something and you did it something else, so that enabled me to be grateful or to be able to do that thing. So it's pretty cool how it's changed, but it hasn't at the same time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it for context as well, I think it's really important for couples, especially people and families, certainly, but I think couples especially, to acknowledge the other person, especially with young children. I find it can be really easy to feel like, oh, I'm doing all of the work, or maybe, and then maybe on the flip side, Dennis is like, oh, I feel like I'm doing all the work. And especially now during a pandemic and leaving our house less than ever before, it feels like there's more laundry to do and there are more dishes to do and more cooking to do. And Dennis works a full-time job and we're really grateful for that. And I watch the boys full-time and I'm really grateful for that too, but it's just a lot for us to do every day. And taking a moment to acknowledge what the other person does, I think brings us closer together and keeps any of that kind of resentment or just, I don't know, unease from growing between you, from feeling like, oh, well, I'm doing the lion's share. Because if you're always telling the other person what you're grateful to them for doing, you're always acknowledging that you're in this together and that we are a team. And I think that's really cool.
Yep. Wholeheartedly agree. I think it forces you to put yourself in the other person's shoes and to remember what they did. And even though, you know, at all times in a relationship and in life, you know, maybe you have to pull more weight sometimes, or I have to pull more weight sometimes, this helps you realize that even if you think you're pulling more weight or you're doing the harder thing, you're not, or your partner's behind the scenes, you know, picking up where you left off. So, like you said, it's brought a lot of balance.
Yeah, agreed. And one thing I love about it too, is that we always do it right before bed, and, or back in the day when maybe one of us would be out or I'd be coaching at a coffee shop at night, or you might have something at night, we were out of the house, we would still call or text each other to share it. Now we're home every night, so we get to do it in person. And what I love about that too, is that, you know, you hear that saying, like, never go to bed angry. We really don't fight much. We like, just communicate a lot. But it allows you to go to bed with a grateful heart. And I just think there's something, I don't know, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I have a superpower, which is that I can fall asleep really quickly. But let me tell you, when we both do our gratitude practice, then there's really not much left on my mind. You know, I can go to sleep very peacefully and very quickly, maybe somehow slightly faster than I did even before it. So, yeah, it just it brings a sense of calm, you know, right at the end of the night when you're headed to bed. So can't beat that.
Agreed. Aw, I love you, babe. Well, I guess we should share gratitudes today. I thought it might be kind of fun for us to share with our listeners what this looks like in actual practice. One thing that I'll share with you is that we take turns who goes first each time we do this every night. And it isn't a set Dennis goes and then I go kind of thing. We want it to be easy and really natural. And so typically what will happen is one of us will get into our bedroom after brushing our teeth or whatnot first. And then when the other person joins them, one of us will just start saying, like, today I'm grateful to you for. And we just kind of go from there.
Want to know a secret?
What's your secret?
Most of the time you go first. So sometimes when I know that I have something I really like wanted to make sure I brought up, I try to preempt you by going like, by starting our practice in the bathroom when we're brushing our teeth, or like, I don't know, when we're on our way up the stairs, and I'm like, I'm grateful Because we're walking in front of the kids' room, you know, I try to like sneak in there and go first.
It's really funny. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to look for that and be like, oh, this is going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. So we always start the practice by first saying, today I'm grateful to you for, insert gratitude here. And then we say, and in general, I'm grateful for. So today, my love, I'm grateful to you for a lot of things, which is how I start most of these. The first thing is for moving the laundry along all day. I feel like our laundry has increased exponentially, and I basically live in my pajamas and my workout clothes. And when I run out of both, we're in trouble.
Well, you know, during the pandemic, the laundry is 20 feet or so from my office. So I really don't have a good excuse not to.
Yeah, but I'm super grateful for it because it is also difficult because our laundry is in the basement to move the laundry along with our two little ones because they're not at the age yet where I can leave them unattended. And carting them down the full flight of stairs to the basement is also not like the most enjoyable. So
Conrad is a baby giant.
He is a baby giant. So I'm really grateful to you for doing that because I am currently wearing clean pajamas and I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful to you for making lunches for us today. So today the boys and I went on a little adventure, which I'll actually get to in just a minute. And when we were driving home, I gave Dennis a call to let him know that we were on our way back. And he goes, I've got lunch done for the three of you. That's like music to my ears because it was approaching a little bit later than our normal lunchtime. And we keep a pretty strict nap time sleep schedule for our kids. And so I was really grateful for that. I was also really hungry. So that was awesome.
There's a gendered saying that, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And Kate is the proof that that is a gendered statement.
Absolutely.
All I need to do is tell her there's a meal ready and I've done it. I made her day.
It's so true. We're normally eating one meal and thinking about the next one. I'm also grateful to you for sending me that super cute picture of you and Dexter snuggling on the beanbag chair for the very first time tonight. Oh, my heart melted. If you guys want to see it, we'll drop it in the show notes at misskatehouse.com/podcast because it's adorable. Dennis likes to video game, and I gifted him a giant beanbag chair for his birthday. And this thing is massive, and this is actually a gift of love because I don't love beanbag chairs. I think they're kind of ugly, but he and Dex seem to really love cuddling on it.
All right, so Kate's giggling now because I'm making a face because this is what happens every single time. I swear to you, listeners, we did not coordinate or discuss what our gratefuls were.
We purposely stayed apart.
And Kate went first and brought up two of the things that I plan on bringing up in my grateful practice, just so you know. I'm not bitter. This is a grateful practice, but I'm a little bit bitter.
I love you, babe. And in general, I'm going to steal yours.
I think I'll just like cover my ears, maybe.
Maybe so you can just act surprised.
All right.
In general, I'm grateful for a socially distanced hike with one of our local friends here, who is also a mom of two little boys, and our kids are all within 6 months of each other. Dex and her oldest and Conrad and their youngest are all within 6 months of each other. And I think it's just really nice at a time when we're getting out less frequently, and when we are, we're doing it outside. And this friend suggested that we go for a hike and then we do it safely, but it just made my heart really happy to see our kids see each other. Dexter hasn't really hung out with any other kids other than Conrad since March, and right now we're in July of 2020, and it just made me really happy to see him play with a friend. And he went to bed saying that this little boy is his best friend. Oh, and me and my mommy hearts are happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not gonna cry.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. For our listeners, I cry during our gratitude practice.
Kate has an emotional threshold. It could be bad, good, bad, really anything, you know. And once she hits it, the tears come.
The threshold has been reached. It's because it's our kids. God, I just love them. And then the other thing that I really loved was seeing Dexter gained confidence with his body. And because we went for like a really long hike, and Conrad was on my back in like a hiking backpack, but Dex did all of his own walking. And especially because Conrad was on my back, I like couldn't really pick up Dex because Conrad is a baby giant. And it was really cool to see him climb up these like really long like hills. And he was like walking across this creek bed that had like just a couple inches of water, and it was rocky, and he had to like navigate it. And it was cool to see him start to feel, he's generally a more cautious kid, and so it was really cool to see him get, I don't know, more confident and excited and strong. That was just really fun. So, awesome. Yeah, those are my gratitudes today.
Perfect. Well, my gratitude practice is going to sound a little bit like an echo to yours, as we've already established. Today, I'm grateful to you for your birthday gift to me, which was... I'm serious. Which was this beanbag chair, which is called a beanbag chair, but there are no beans in it. It's memory foam, which is awesome. But memory foam takes some time to expand. So even though you actually gave it to me for my birthday, and then it arrived a few days ago, I haven't actually used it yet because I've been letting it expand. And tonight I plan on using it to, as Kate mentioned, play video games, which I have rekindled a likeness for during this pandemic. I used to play quite a bit when I was in middle school and high school. So it's been real fun to actually kind of reengage with some gaming, and I love that you're encouraging of it and embracing it. And this beanbag chair is, you know, another manifestation of that support, right? That you got me something comfy on to play. So I'm really grateful to you for doing that. I'm looking forward to using it tonight. Right now, our dog Millie looks super peaceful on it. Maybe we'll put a photo in the show notes. Can you do that kind of thing?
I can do that.
And then in general, I was grateful for, and you mentioned this too, for Dexter's look of delight when I suggested that he watch his favorite show, Dino Trucks, when we were down here in the basement together, when you were putting Conrad down. When I suggested that he sit on the new beanbag chair to watch his show, he just, his eyes lit up and he was like, yeah,
you know, he gets
this kind of like this sound, like, there's a look of wonder, right? And then it's accompanied by this sound of wonder. And that, yeah, is like this new and different, like, yes, I would love to do that, Dad. Please help me do that. And so I picked it up and started to bring it over. And he's, thanks for picking it up for me, Daddy. You aww. Know? And then I set him down on it. And I was like, do you like it? And he's like, yeah. You know? And I took a little photo because he was just happy as a clam, watching his show, eating his snack. You know, and I really enjoy those moments that we have together each night. So thank you for getting me the beanbag chair, even though I haven't really used it yet.
That's true. I'm glad everyone else seems to be getting enjoyment out of it. Yes. They're just breaking it in for you.
I'm willing to share.
Awesome, babe. Well, thanks for sharing our practice. I know this is something that we do just the two of us, and it's a very personal practice. But it is something that I think has added a lot of value to my life, hopefully to yours as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, ours is a couple. Yeah. What I really like about having a gratitude practice and then the built-in accountability of doing it with you is that throughout the day, as moments happen, I'll think to myself like, oh, I really want to remember this because this is one of the things I'm going to be grateful for later today. And as you just heard, friends, the gratitude list can sometimes be quite lengthy. It's not usually this really quick little thing. It's actually a pretty nice conversation at the end of the day because we'll just keep thinking of more things. So I think that's my biggest takeaway from the practice is just how not only do I appreciate that we get to connect at the end of the day and we get to go to sleep, like you said, with like a lighter spirit and a lighter heart and a contentment, which is so valuable. I also just really appreciate that it helps me during the day pick these little moments that maybe I would have remembered normally, but without this practice, it really causes me to just pause during the day and appreciate the moment maybe a little bit more than I would have without this practice.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, really helps us focus on the positive. And, you know, I was happy to share today's practice with our listeners. And, you know, I should mention that you wouldn't want to share every day's practice, right? Sometimes the things we talk about are personal. Mm-hmm. And I think your listeners could engage in that as well and feel comfortable knowing that really only the person opposite them needs mm-hmm. to know what it is that you discuss, right? And, you know, and like you said, we focus on the positive. So maybe that helps us have less negatives. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the tough times still happen. And sometimes at the end of the day, with our gratitude practice, we are grateful for having that tough discussion,
yeah,
right? And working through it and absolutely communicating. So it's another reminder that, you know, we worked through something mm-hmm. and we can end it on a positive note. So
yeah,
it's really been a great practice and I'm happy to continue it. I don't remember when we first started, whether we were going to like try it for a month or something. I don't know whether we set a time
yeah
goal, but it's just morphed into an everyday thing. Yeah. It feels natural.
I think it probably did start with like a time thing, but we were in like the trenches with baby Conrad. And so I think it probably was like, let's do this for a week or let's do this for a month. It's probably a week, actually. I feel like in that season of life, I wouldn't have wanted to take anything new on for a month.
Sure.
But yeah, it was just such a natural and like kind filled and loving thing to do together. And like you said, it just grew from there. And yeah. So,
and little did we know that a pandemic was on the horizon. So like you said, in the beginning of this, it was great to already have this established.
Yeah, definitely. So I would wholeheartedly recommend this practice to couples, especially just because it's really easy to keep each other accountable to it and show that gratitude to each other, which is so important. But even if you don't have a partner, you could absolutely still do this practice. You could just write down in your phone every day or write in a journal what you're grateful for. I personally use Rachel Hollis's Start Today journal, which is also, it's a goal setting practice as well as a gratitude practice. So you could absolutely use that. I'll drop a link to that in the show notes over at misscadehouse.com/podcast. Or you could just do it with a friend if you wanted to have a gratitude practice. And like Dennis said, sometimes the things that you talk about are maybe pretty personal. So I would pick somebody wisely, somebody that you're close with, somebody you maybe want to get closer to, because I feel like we've gotten closer through this practice.
Sure.
Yeah. And you could do it with a friend or a family member, or just keep it personal to yourself and keep it in a journal. But I just think there's something really wonderful about looking for the good, cultivating joy and practicing gratitude, right? And especially in a time like now, I think it's especially important to find those moments that are special.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, babe.
Of course, anytime. You know where to find me.
That's right. And maybe we'll have you on again sometime soon.
Hey, maybe. My rates might go up.
Oh, boy.
And because I want the show to give you tangible takeaways that you can implement in your own life, I went ahead and created a free guide for you about how to establish your own gratitude practice. There's actually two guides. There's a guide if you'd like to establish one on your own for your personal self. And I also created one that's specific for couples. If our conversation today resonated with you, especially as a couple and especially those with kids, I feel like having a gratitude practice has really helped us stay close together during a time when our kids require a lot of our energy and patience. I hope that this guide could be helpful for you. So scroll down into the show notes below and your podcast app. I'll drop a direct link there. And you can also get it over on my website at misskatehouse.com/podcast. That's misskatehouse.com/podcast. And as always, if you find that the guide is helpful for you and you do implement your own gratitude practice, I'd love to hear all about it. Tag me on social at Live by Design Podcast and let me know how it goes for you. We've just entered our joyful corner, my opportunity each week to share with you something or someone I'm grateful for and something that's brought me a little bit of joy. This week, I'm grateful to my friend Dawn. In particular, I'm grateful to Dawn because she came over for a socially distanced backyard lunch picnic a couple weeks ago, and she brought with her some gifts, because that's just the type of person that she is. She brought us some delicious chocolates and some wine, but the thing that she brought that really struck me were these beautiful Tibetan prayer flags. And according to Wikipedia, the prayer flag is a colorful rectangular cloth that's often found strung along the trails and high peaks in the Himalayas. What I really love about these prayer flags is that they're used to promote peace and compassion, strength and wisdom. And it's said that as the wind blows and the prayer flags move and ripple in the wind, that goodwill and compassion are being spread to those around you. And Dawn said, this is probably a time in life when we need a little bit more love and a little bit more compassion out in the world. So I'll drop a photo in the show notes so you can see them over at misskatehouse.com/podcast, and you can see how we've strung these flags up. But basically, I put them somewhere I can see them multiple times a day. Our home is a single family home, but we have a breezeway that leads to our garage. And so I strung up the flags right between our back door and our garage. So it's an area that gets a lot of wind, so I figure we're going to spread a lot of good into our neighborhood. And it's also an area that I see every single day when I'm taking the kids out for a walk, when I go to drive somewhere, or even just put out our recycling. And not only do they make me smile because I like to think that we are sending some good vibes out into the world, but they're also really colorful and just beautiful. And I'll link below where you can purchase your own prayer flags if you want to send some goodwill out into the world as well. And friends, I am so excited this week to share with you our very first listener voicemail recording for our Joyful Corner, coming all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from my friend Lindsay. You'll hear her refer to herself as Pi in the voicemail, and that's because it's a nickname that comes from her maiden name. So I've always known Lindsay as Pi. So without further ado, here she is.
Hey, Kate, it's Pi. I am so excited about your new podcast and everything that you've been doing with your Live by Design work and your health coaching and your yoga. I'm just so excited to see you be the awesome, badass entrepreneur, artist, maker, creator person I always knew you to be. I'm so, so happy for you. I am calling in to let you know how I have been cultivating joy this year. I find that cultivating joy is different with every season, and not just with the changing seasons of the weather, but also in different seasons of life. And for me, it's important to always stay aware of how I'm feeling as seasons and tides change and shift, so that way I can adapt and be agile to what I need to be joyful in any given moment, day, week, month, season, year, whatever. But right now, what's giving me joy is a couple of things. Kevin and I have been going for bike rides all over Philadelphia, which is amazing because I've lived here for a long time, but I've never explored the city via bike, so that's been awesome. I've also been doing a lot more reading than I ever had in the past couple of years, which has been helpful. I'm creating a lot of music, which is my life's calling, but also something that I hadn't really had time for before I switched jobs this year and before the pandemic began, so that's been really great. And I've always done a lot of cooking, but I'm doing even more now, just like everybody else, and so that's giving me a lot of joy as well. So bike riding, cooking, creating music, reading, and last but not least, exercising. I've been able to replace my commute with circuit training, bike riding, and all sorts of yoga and wonderful stretching and mobility routines. So all of those things are giving me joy right now, and I hope that it can be inspiring to someone else as well. Good luck with everything at the podcast. Love you.
Thanks again, Pi, for sharing your joyful moments this week. I really, really appreciate your insight and your warmth and your willingness to participate in the podcast and part of our community. Friends, if you'd like to be featured as well, I would love to just continue to grow this community of people who are looking for the good and cultivating joy and practicing gratitude. So go ahead and record a voice memo on your phone and email it over to me at podcast@misskatehouse.com. That's podcast@misskatehouse.com. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation I had with Dennis about gratitude. Again, if you want to snag your free gratitude practice guide, scroll down into the show notes of this episode or go over to my website, misskatehouse.com/podcast, to get your copy today. Next week, I'm really excited to bring a conversation to you all about goals, why it's important to have them, how to set them, and the incredible impact I've seen in my own life because of goal setting, and funnily enough, because of vision boards as well. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I'm your host.
I had to get out my first time mic jitters. She's going well. Strong start.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the...
Time. You did. You stopped and looked at me.
Hi, friends.